Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope. Good evening and welcome to Encouragementology. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. We are talking about still loading. When you are in need of an update, ooh, in this technology world, doesn't that make a lot of sense? Are you a work in progress? If you're afraid to raise your hand, relax. That's actually a good thing. If you were in setting your ways and letting all the new versions and updates pass you by, you would be seriously missing out. Technology is ever evolving because programmers are always evaluating current versions for ways to improve, expand, correct, add new features, and so on. And so should we. That's not to say we can't ever be satisfied. On the contrary, you can always be happy with who you are and where you are and still have a desire to grow, right? I hope you have a desire to grow. So what version are you up to? Has your hard drive started to have performance issues, running out of space, in need of a backup, or at least a clearing of the cache? Depending on where you are in life, you could be overwhelmed and at full capacity with data overload. A lifetime of memories, experiences, trials, tragedies, lessons learned, powerful perceptions. Your current operating system may just not be compatible. Sounds funny, and of course I could go on all night with technology analogies. You know I love a good metaphor. But seriously, let's explore that idea a little bit more. You might be so stuck in one way of thinking, shackled, really held down by a rigid routine, with zero room to accept anything new. Does that sound familiar? Still loading? Incompatible with this new version? Not enough memory to operate? The spinning wheel of insufficient performance? Now what? Well, you can click along at the same pace, comfortable with your operating system and the capacity that you have, until you finally freeze up or you get prepared to accept an update. Now, I'm going to assume that if you haven't changed the channel, then you are interested in the latter. So let's make room and get our systems up to date. It starts with a good purge of data. I have a computer on the fritz right now, constantly clearing the cache so I can have enough room to operate. It's maddening, let me tell you. But just like your computer, your system has lots and lots, or should I say loads and loads of temporary files and outdated documents. And that creates a sludge of information that can seriously affect your overall performance. You know, we want these things to move fast, right? Just like our life. What happened to our patience? Immediate gratification. That's what happened to our patience. But what are you carrying around that might make it hard to adopt new ideas? What's taking up the majority of the space and time in your life? If you only had so much space you were allotted, how would you fill it? Think about that. Think about downsizing your house. Let's start there, just as a visual. If you were given, let's say, 10 totes, I would like to say 5, but I don't want to freak you out. Let's say 10 totes, and you had to fill those 10 totes. What would you put in there? What goes with you? It's easier to think about your house and your property, right, versus your actual life. But let's apply that same idea. To make room, something has to go. what would you pack into those, now let's say, 5 totes? You're starting to downsize. Only the most important things. What's the most important things, and what are you willing to let go to make room for more things? Not stuff, but ideas, concepts, quality of life. Blaise Cause, whose current life mission is to help people live the happy and successful life they want and deserve, says we have to update our way of thinking to a superhuman mindset. He's also the author of AgileLeanLife.com. So there are 9 crucial updates that lead to a superhuman mindset and the most superior way of thinking. We all want that, right? Just like in our computer, we want the latest and the greatest, moves faster, right? Well, 1 is the growth mindset. And 2 is the abundance mindset. 3, positive thinking. We knew that would be in there, right? 4, solution-oriented mindset. 5, proactive thinking. 6, optimal thinking. 7, agile thinking. 8, regret minimization mindset. And 9, the ability to shut down your mind when necessary. We all need a reboot, right? Shut it down, clean it up, turn it back on. One of the most popular and important quotes in history is attributed to Mahatma Gandhi. Your beliefs become your thoughts. Your thoughts become your words. Your words become your actions. Your actions become your habits. And your habits become your values. Your values then become your destiny. Wow. Seems like a lot to manage, but there is a logical sequence there. So we have to go back to our thoughts. Our thoughts start everything. Nearly all people have extremely poor control over their minds. Their mindset is weak and negative, and destructive thoughts start hindering their lives day to day. It's impossible to live a positive, quality, peak performance life with a negative and poor mindset. How does that even equal out? You have 0% chance of succeeding a positive life with a negative outlook. Well, today I had a wonderful opportunity to speak to some young people in a CEO program, 7:30 this morning on a Monday, raining. But let me tell you, we were talking about positivity. And I wanted each of them, you know, they're all in their dress clothes, business casual, I should say. They made this dedication to come to these classes every morning at 7:30 before school, to learn about business and to learn about how to speak to people and how to create business plans and how to formulate ideas. I mean, they were bright-eyed and ready to go. How exciting, you know, just getting started in life, up-to-date technology, right? The latest version of every app. The world is their oyster. But I wanted to share with them the power that they had just sitting right there on a rainy Monday morning. Right there, before they ever had a creative thought or tried to institute any sort of entrepreneurial idea, they had the power over their thoughts and over their energy. So as I do with Encouragementology, I talked about that positive ripple, that idea of getting up in the morning and finding the gratitude, really holding on to that, the opportunity to do something awesome today. A chance to really impact the world. I mean, harnessing all of your positive energy. And I always give a visual of like a color. You know, mine is teal. So I'm thinking of this smoky teal all around me, this aura of positivity. Gathering all that up. And then when you go out in the world, as I told them this morning, as they get back to school, start pushing that positive energy out in every direction. You just never know who's going to absorb that energy And mixed with their energy, it just might turn their day around and push them in a totally different direction. And therefore, they turn around and they push it into somebody else's direction. So we were getting happy. You could see the smiles on everybody's face. We were changing the mindset, right? Just as they can do that with positive energy, they can do that with negative energy. And I wanted them to be aware of that because that's so important. You wake up, you're late, it's Monday, it's raining, it's cold. You might have had lots of things that you didn't get done during the week. And you wake up with that, you're carrying that around, that sludge we talked about, those temporary files we didn't cash out, we didn't delete. And now we're negative. We don't have a positive outlook. We aren't seeing the possibilities of the day. We're seeing the work, the workload, the impossibility of getting it all done. That's that negative kind of black smoke that follows us around. And then we go out in the world and we push that out. Everybody we meet. Think of what that energy does to someone who might have been on the fence, might have been having a decent day. Your negativity mixed with theirs will take them south. If you don't believe it, turn on the news, scroll your social media feeds first thing in the morning, and it immediately puts a damper on your day. Oh, you're right. It's hopeless. The day's a mess, right? And that is a positive or a negative ripple that you could share as well. So I wanted them to see the importance of being intentional with their actions, their words, their energy. And I hope I got their day started. Obviously, we covered a lot of stuff about business, but, and being an entrepreneur, but that's one of the most important things I shared with them today is just a positive mindset. You know, if they had nothing to fix, you know, if they had the latest versions, everything's up to date, nothing to fix, will they easily be able to identify their weaknesses and their opportunities for growth? No. So then there's the rest of the world, right? Let's first see what we're dealing with. Here are a few examples of tough life situations caused by nothing more than a poor mindset. Avoiding challenges, giving up easily and seeing any effort in life as fruitless. Not listening to the feedback from your environment and using it to act in a smarter way. Being obsessed with how much other people make and what they own. Shyness, bitterness, depression, isolation, procrastination, and feeling like a victim. Labeling yourself or others with negative labels like, I'm not good with a computer. I don't do well with technology. Boy, that's a blanket statement, huh? Focusing on what you don't have and on all the problems you have to face. Following the goals of others instead of your own goals. Feeling stuck, not acting at all, and not knowing what to do or which next step to take. Engaging in non-productive and useless fights and gossiping. Not accepting the things you can't change. And many more. Here are a few more that might be hindering your operating system. See if these ring true. Hopelessness, helplessness, overwhelming yourself, jumping to conclusions, self-labeling, undervaluing, perfectionism, fear of failure, fear of success, fear of disapproval and criticism, coercion and resentment, low frustration tolerance, guilt, and self-blame. Any of those creating a sludge in your life? Ready for the good news? No matter how difficult a situation is that you're in, you can always reframe your way of looking at things. You have that power. You can always find a more positive angle and wiser thoughts regarding a tough life situation. And you can change your goals and actions in a way that gives you more control over your life. you can always put yourself in a position that enables you to make a step towards a brighter future. But you can only achieve that with the right mindset. So first of all, you have that power. Just like I told those CEO students this morning, you have that power. Even if you were to listen to that list above and you feel hopeless and helpless, you have the power. An important fact of life is that the greatest power you have is changing the angle of how you look at things. It's all perception. In the end, the ultimate control you have is the control over your judgments and your mental state. And in other words, how you interpret the things that are happening to you. What's your reaction to the action, right? So where do you start? Well, first you need empathy to understand what's going on with you. This is about you. Remember that. This is your operating system. In the empathy phase, you must become more aware of your feelings, your thoughts, your reactions to stimuli in your environment, and how everything is interconnected. Where's the hub? Where's the control? You also need to discover the main idea about what kind of dominating thoughts go through your mind and what kind of updates you need the most, right? Don't go grab a bunch of apps that you don't need. This is all about peak performance. You should always start updating your mind with gentle energies towards yourself and understanding what's going on in your own head. Knowing where you are will help you take that first step towards where you want to be. So be gentle, be kind. The second phase is the so-called stickiness phase. In this phase, you slowly start updating your mediocre thoughts with more superb thoughts. Your focus is on the stickiness of new, better thoughts and ideas. In this phase, you may fail many times, so you will need a lot of discipline, a lot of resilience, a lot of persistence. It's a hard process, ditching the old way of thinking and taking over new kinds of mindsets and making the first different decision with this new mindset. That's kind of scary. You know, when you're rooted in always saying no immediately, and now you're trying to turn that to possibly saying yes, it can be difficult. The biggest mistake you can make in this phase is to give up. You have to be persistent enough that your new thoughts slowly begin to stick, right? Stick with you. It's knee-jerk. What happens is that sooner or later, you don't only see the changes in the way you think, but also in the way that you act and make decisions. You can see the first positive results of this mindset. Whoa, I just said yes. Where did that come from, right? Comes a habit. The next phase is called virality, which means that your new superb thoughts become viral and they eat up all the rest of the mediocre thoughts. There's a tipping point in this process when you don't have to struggle anymore with updating every single thought, but things become more natural. The new thinking habit is finally formed and slowly you manage to completely override the previous way of thinking and acting. Can you imagine? You can actually do that. If you're a self-proclaimed grouch, okay, you're definitely stuck in an old version, right? You can turn that around. First of all, stop saying you're a grouch. Stop the negative mindset and stop owning that label, right? You can definitely turn that around. When you reach the stage, there is no way of going back. And you become so aware of different mindsets that you can already see the mediocre thinking in other people, right? You start to pick that out and notice, boy, that's a grumpy person, or that person is quick to find the negative, right? You start reframing the negative to the positive. As a person that always does that, I know that it can be frustrating for others, especially if you want to have a pity party. You're in that mindset and you don't want to see the brighter side. Stop with your roses and rainbows, right? But start slow and just start, maybe not jumping to the silver lining immediately, but start twisting a little bit of it around, looking at the positive first, then it becomes a knee jerk. The last phase is reaping the rewards phase in the scaling phase. You clearly see all the rewards you're getting from this mindset, this new update. And as a result, you scale this kind of thinking in every life area to the last possible thought. That's when you've become a human with a superhuman mindset. Whew, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Now, you need to have realistic expectations about how long this process can take, right? How many old versions? How much sludge? How long have you had this mindset? It might take a hot minute to change it. At least a few years are usually needed to implement all of the updates you need. You know, you can't jump from A to Z. But you have enough time. If you really want it badly enough, you'll find a way. If not, what? You'll find an excuse. Now, Cause suggests 9 different crucial mindset updates that will take you straight to the superhuman version. Okay? From the fixed mindset to the growth mindset. From the scarcity mindset to the abundance mindset. From negative thinking to positive thinking. From the problem-oriented mindset to the solution-oriented mindset. From reactive thinking to proactive thinking. From suboptimal thinking to optimal thinking. From egotistical thinking to agile thinking. Regret minimization framework for bigger life decisions, and then shutting down your mind. Ah, doesn't that sound nice? Boy, we could all use a rest. So how do you switch those? Well, a couple of them just jump out at you and you can see right away that you can switch those very easily. And then some of them might take a little bit more time, still loading, right? Those updates, you keep pressing, not now, try tonight, later, because you know it's going to take a while. We do that in life too. We just sort of set that thing aside. I'll worry about that tomorrow. Yeah, I'm still grumpy today, but you know, next week's another day, right? What about today? So how can we get there? Well, I was going to give you a few of them just to get us started. First of all, from the fixed mindset to the growth mindset. Everything starts with the difference between having a growth and a fixed mindset, right? This is the upgrade that unlocks access to all other upgrades. So this one's important. This is the one mindset that makes up the whole difference between living a peak performance and an average life. If you have the fixed mindset, right? See if this one reigns true to you. You believe that your character and potential are unchangeable, that you've been written in stone since birth. With the fixed mindset, you assume things are as they are and there's nothing you can do about it. The only thing you can do is hope for a stroke of good luck from time to time. Does that sound like you? A fixed mindset leads to avoiding any challenges, avoiding any failure, trying to look smart at any cost instead of learning, right? Learning from your failures, self-labeling, defensive behavior, blaming others, ignoring constructive criticism, not following your own goals, envy. And last but not least, reaching your plateau in different areas of your life very early. Not going to grow anymore. Stopping right here. With the fixed mindset, you give up early with every challenge you undertake and you see any kind of effort as pointless. I hope you don't identify with that, but I think we all know people in our lives that sort of adopt that way of thinking. Here are a few examples of thinking based on this fixed mindset. Why should I bother? It won't change anything anyway. I'm either good or I'm not. I don't like challenges. When I fail, I am a complete loser. The success of others threatens me. Well, on the other side of that, on the other hand, the growth mindset means that you believe in personal evolution, that you can improve your character by working on yourself. In business, the growth mindset is called a Kaizen, and it means constant improvement. With the growth mindset, you don't take things as they are, but you know you can always improve them one way or another. Does that sound like you? I hope so. The growth mindset means believing that your abilities, personality, and character can be developed and improved. Work in progress, right? Still loading. Here are a few examples of thinking based on that kind of mindset, the growth mindset. I can learn anything and everything. With effort, I improve, learn, and grow. I like challenges. I want to constantly challenge myself. When I fail, just an opportunity to learn. The success of other people inspires me. The growth mindset leads towards constantly undertaking new challenges, being focused on learning and personal growth, trying new things and learning from failure, persisting through obstacles, minding constructive criticism and feedback from others and the environment, finding inspiration in others and in their success, and achieving personal peak performance in all areas of your life. If you have the growth mindset, you are very well aware that effort is the road to mastery. Now, how far are you between the fixed mindset and the growth mindset? Because if you're at the fixed, you obviously want to be at the growth. So what version, if you could think of that as a scale, how many updates do you need to get there? The next one I want to dig a little bit deeper in is the scarcity mindset to the abundance mindset, right? Which one off the cuff of just mentioning that title sits with you? With the growth mindset update, your brain gets programmed for you to constantly improve and grow and love challenges. You're aware that the quality of your life greatly depends on the effort you put into it, right? We're already there, right? We've already unlocked that update. You know that you get out of life what you put in. So it's time for the next update. The next update helps you focus on what you do have in life and the opportunities that are available to you instead of being focused on what you lack and how others are luckier than you. Okay, think of this as a scale. See where you fall. This update is called the abundance mindset. The abundance mindset consists of three crucial elements. Seeing all the possibilities the world has to offer in order to create, connect, grow, and enjoy. Knowing that you deserve love and prosperity. And realizing that if you'd experience only plenitude in life, it would be pretty boring. And you wouldn't appreciate anything that you already have. Now, the opposite of abundance is scarcity, right? The scarcity mentality, if you have that, you focus on what you lack, how life is unfair, how you can't get what you want, how it's never enough, and on and on and on and on, right? We know those people. I hope you're not one of them. That isn't any good kind of focus. The scarcity mentality doesn't only lead to an impoverished life, it also makes you take malicious action towards others, right? Green envy. The scarcity mindset leads to aggressive competitiveness, keeping up with the Joneses. It also can create hurt within yourself, and it can lead you to envy, like we mentioned, greed, gluttony, a desire to control people, and hating when other people succeed, procrastination, shyness, depression, and isolation. Well, if I can't get there, I'm just going to close myself up, right? If you focus on the negative in life, you're only going to get more negative. See how that math works out? Now, this update is quite hard, but that's why it's so much more important, because opportunities always exist. There's always a way to go forward, and you always have things that you can be grateful for. The problem is that it's much easier to become blind to all these opportunities than to become aware of your own toxic beliefs, your own feelings and mindset that focus you on this sort of way of thinking that block your assertiveness and cause you to be frustrated and to give up. So here are some examples of the scarcity thinking. There is only one right person for me in this whole world, and if he or she doesn't love me, everything is lost. There's so many people living in poverty, so why would I deserve to be rich? Happy people are spoiled people who don't know the hard realities of life. I must take away from others to have more in my life, so others will suffer if I take more. Nobody really loves me. Everybody just wants something from me. There are no right job opportunities for me. I don't have any good business ideas. Oh, pity party of one. Your table's ready. But all of those are nothing but cognitive errors. There are more than 7 billion people in the world, so there's no realistic reason why you should suffer in isolation, right? There are $4,000 billion in circulation, and you can definitely contribute to the market somehow to make enough money. There are 130 million books published, so there's definitely one book you'd be curious to read, right? There are more than 190 million companies, and many of them are your perfect fit to work for. Not to mention 1,200 different hobbies and sports you can do to really enjoy life. Whew. When you update your mindset from the scarcity to the abundance, then you start to realize you deserve to take care of your needs in a healthy and respectful manner. You focus on all the opportunities you have and undertake the best ones. You can satisfy your material needs because on win-win situations and providing value to the markets, you've mastered it. There are no limits to how much love, creativity, and encouragement you can share with others. You should use domination exclusively when you must protect yourself and are in danger. You don't need to be greedy, and you don't need to control others. One more thing. The abundance mindset doesn't mean that you should have unlimited material resources in your life. We're not talking about being greedy. It means that deep inside you feel that you deserve good things in life. And because of that, you want to go for your goals. You want to focus on opportunities. You see opportunities everywhere. There's always a step you can make towards a better life. Positive mindset. Pretty cool. Now, we're going to quickly pick one more just to add to our toolkit. Are you seeing an upgrade path here that you might be able to follow? I hope so. Because we're talking about from negative to positive, right? Negative to positive thinking. At this point, you may still be hindered by severe negative thinking from time to time. I mean, it happens to all of us. How can you stub your foot and not have a negative moment, right? The fact is that you simply can't live a positive life with a negative mindset. You can move forward to be bitter and at the same time have regret, but you don't want that. You want to move forward, be happy, be positive, right? This means that the purpose of this mindset upgrade is to completely root out negative thinking from you. To evict negative thinking, you must first understand what negative thoughts are. Negative thoughts are also called cognitive distortions. The name comes from the fact that when you think negatively, you interrupt reality as much darker than it actually is. You most often see things much more negatively than they really are. You know how you can just careen off a path? You start filling in the blanks. You start adding all this extra doom and gloom, right? With too many cognitive distortions, you're simply trapped in living a zombie life, seeing the world as very dark, sorrowful, full of tremors, right? Terrors. The extent of negative thinking is enormous. Your mood slumps, your self-image crumbles, your body doesn't function properly, your willpower becomes paralyzed, and your own actions defeat you. You start sabotaging yourself, and your negative thoughts become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You can talk yourself into anything, justify anything. Think about all the negative power that you have, layers of negativity. So the question is, what is the main difference between positive and negative thinking? Here is a simple explanation. Positive thoughts are tender thoughts. Tender thoughts of sharing, connecting, and loving yourself, people, things, and ideas. On the other hand, Negative thoughts are rough mental energies of excluding, disconnecting, hating yourself, people, things, and ideas. Now, that's pretty general, pretty broad. But nevertheless, negative thinking can be a lot more dissected in order to easily identify negative thoughts. It's kind of like all or nothing thinking. You think in absolute terms. Everything is black or white. There's no middle ground. But many times the middle path is the best path. You just overlook it. It's overgeneralization. You see one negative event as everything is negative, right? Mental filtering. You ignore the positive sides and focus only on the negative. Discounting the positive. You minimize or don't give any recognition to positive qualities. Jumping to conclusions, right? You assume the worst before you even know what's really happening. Magnifying and also minimizing. You make small problems big and big problems small, or big opportunities small. Emotional reasoning. You reason exclusively from your emotions when they're negative. But your negative emotions are not solid proof of how reality really is. Remember, it is never too late and you are never too far gone to reinvent yourself and start anew. Use some of these ideas to justify an overhaul to your thought patterns. I hope I've given you enough of that tonight. Never say never. Just because you weren't able to get on board at a particular period in your life doesn't mean you won't make sense of it today, right? Flexibility is a challenge in itself. So have fun with that. Don't be afraid to click around life to see what you might find. The best way to understand new technology is to take a risk and explore. And when you get stuck, Google it. No, now my parallel wouldn't be complete if I left it there. Get out of your comfort zone. Try new things. Be willing to take a risk. And when you get stuck, reach out. Connect with others. We may all be operating at a different speed, running slightly different programs, but there's so much to be learned from each other. We need each other. So I challenge you, before you chuck the current model and start fresh, consider some of these ideas to help you delete and update your old mindset and easily download and install a new version. Scan your outdated files for things that just don't sit well anymore and challenge them to adopt a new way of thinking. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges. Someone threw her into the path was clear.